Good morning. I'm Jamie Lee Peterson from the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University, and I'm here to present on behalf of my colleagues at the Rudd Center. And here's our video content analysis of portrayals of obesity in news videos. And I have no relationships to disclose. Now, why does this matter? It all starts with weight stigma, and that's the general devaluation of a person based on their body weight. It can lead to stereotypes, prejudice, and discrimination, and although rates of overweight and obesity have increased in the last 10 years in the U.S., rates of reported discrimination based on weight have also increased, with reported rates now on par with rates of racial discrimination in the U.S. Now, weight stigma occurs in multiple domains in living, in everything from social relationships, healthcare, education, and especially the media, which I'll be focusing on today. It affects people of all ages, and in general, the research indicates that women may be more vulnerable to weight bias than men. There are consequences of weight bias in emotional, physical, and psychological domains, including increased risk for anxiety, depression, binge eating, and unhealthy weight control behaviors, avoidance of exercise, avoidance of dieting, and even increased caloric consumption. And all of these things may contribute to a reduced quality of life to those who are subject to weight discrimination or weight stigma. And as I said, the media is a main source of stigma. And in addition to the underrepresentation of overweight and obese individuals in the media, there's also an overrepresentation of thin or underweight individuals. And the people who are overweight or obese portrayed in the media are often subject to negative stereotypical portrayals. And again, obese women are frequently targets of things such as fat jokes in the media. As I said, this is abundant, it's unchallenged and often ignored. We find weight bias in the media in everything from children's cartoons to primetime sitcoms and even popular movies. Given that it's so highly prevalent and generally unchallenged in the media, this reinforces the social acceptability of weight stigma and stigmatizing people because of their weight. And this may increase blame associated with being overweight or having excess weight. And this may even influence public perceptions of obesity or obese people in general. So what specifically is the effect of media exposure on levels of weight bias? Well, research indicates that increased exposure to television and films, fashion magazines, and video games are associated with increased anti-fat attitudes or weight bias. And also, a recent study found that they presented participants with a neutral story about obesity, and they presented it with the stereotypical unflattering images you see on the left or the more flattering, unstereotypical images on the right. And they found that simply exposure to the stereotypical unflattering images also increased levels of anti-fat attitudes towards overweight people. And why is this so concerning? Because health is a common topic in news media. And it's increasingly common on the internet and TV news. Within this health information, obesity is a popular topic with coverage and consumption increasing. Most of the research on obesity-related news has focused on written content, such as newspapers, and it's found that this information is often blaming of overweight and obese individuals. It often emphasizes personally controllable factors, such as diet and exercise, and de-emphasizes more societal factors that may be related to obesity. And as I said, this may have the potential to shape public perceptions of health or social issues, specifically obesity. But given the disproportionate emphasis that some individuals report placing on the images that accompany these news stories, a recent Pew Research study found that 46% of individuals reported that they got their understanding of these news stories just based on the pictures alone. How are obese individuals portrayed in obesity-related story topics in the news? Well, you may be familiar with some of these images. They're commonly found with stories related to obesity, but how many of these are actually stigmatizing, such as these? Well, a recent study by Hoyer and colleagues found that 72% of images that are paired with online obesity-related news stories contain stigmatizing visual content. And this was placing a disproportionate emphasis on certain body parts, showing them as headless, showing them with unhealthy food or eating or engaging in sedentary behavior. And another question that hasn't been examined yet is how obese individuals may be portrayed in online news videos, and we may expect similar results. So that leads us to the current study where we made several hypotheses. Specifically, we expected that overweight individuals would be portrayed more negatively and less positively than non-overweight individuals. We expected, given that there is generally more responsibility assigned to adults for their excess weight, we expected that adults may be shown more negatively than youth. Also, given the previous research indicating that women may be more vulnerable to weight bias than men, we expected that females may be shown more negatively than males. And also, given that average BMI, acceptable body weight and shape standards, and exhibited levels of weight bias may differ by weight groups, we expected that obesity may be more or less devalued in certain cultures. Thus, we may expect that African American or Hispanic individuals may be portrayed more negatively, and Asian American individuals may be portrayed more positively. So the current study looked up obesity-related news videos by searching the term obesity from five sources, CNN, ABC, Fox News, CBS, and MSNBC, and these represent the main sources of news information online, but also in television and cable TV news. We identified over 1,300 videos, and after our exclusion process, we randomly selected 75 from each source, and our final sample was 371 videos. We systematically coded information from each video, and specifically we coded the source, post date, length, and story topic of each video. And for the characters portrayed in each video, and this included the journalists, any guest reporters or experts, and individuals that were portrayed in B-roll film, we coded the age of these individuals, gender, race or ethnicity, body weight, and we coded this as either non-overweight or overweight or obese. We had the two categories, and how these individuals were portrayed in positive and negative ways. Two coders systematically coded all of this information, and we had a reliability sample of 50 videos and 87% agreement. And the average kappa was 0.57, which may be regarded as a moderate kappa. And for the positive and negative attributes in these videos, we coded how the bodies were portrayed, whether they were shown as headless from the rear, as isolated body parts, or showing bare abdomens. We coded how the clothing fit, whether it was appropriate and whether it was professional clothing. We coded the different activities the individuals were engaging in, including eating or drinking, if the food was healthy or unhealthy, the proximity to food, if they were just a person on a street, which we see a lot in news stories, people walking on the sidewalk, and this could be as a group or an individual, whether they were engaging in sedentary behavior, and whether they were shown exercising. And then for adults only, we coded the role that they were portrayed in, whether they were a journalist, health professional, politician, expert, teacher, celebrity, or a patient. And these are some screen caps of some of the videos that we coded in this project. And overall, we found that almost all of the videos did contain non-overweight adults. Two-thirds of our videos contained overweight or obese adults, and a third of our videos contained youth. The average length was 187 seconds, and I'll mention here, if our obesity-related story was part of a larger news story, we only coded the section of the story that was specifically related to obesity. And most of our videos were also from the last 2 years, with very few videos being older than 5 years. And also 95% of the videos that we coded that we obtained online were also shown on broadcast TV. So for gender, we found that over all the categories, individuals were more often portrayed as non-overweight than overweight, but the only significant difference was that girls were more shown as non-overweight than as overweight. In terms of race, Caucasian adults were more often portrayed as non-overweight than as overweight. For African American adults, they were more often portrayed as overweight than non-overweight. And for Asian American adults and youth, they were more often portrayed as non-overweight than as overweight. Our most prevalent story topics included childhood obesity, food and diet, obesity prevalence, health consequences and contributors. And for our main question, we found that 65% of adults and 77% of youth were shown in a stigmatizing manner. Specifically, we found that overweight and obese adults were more likely to be shown headless as an isolated body part, from an unflattering view, consuming unhealthy food and beverage, engaging in sedentary behavior, and wearing inappropriately fitting clothes. They were also less likely to be shown in positive ways, such as a professional or wearing professional clothing. Our findings for overweight youth were similar in that they were more likely to be shown, with a few exceptions, they were also more likely to be shown as bare abdomens or exercising. no difference in consuming unhealthy food or beverage, but they were also less likely to be shown eating healthy food or beverage. For gender, we found that females were less likely to be shown in professional attire for men, but this was only for the overweight group. Health consequence videos were the most stigmatizing of adults. Contributors to obesity and childhood obesity were the most stigmatizing of youth. And for source, ABC was the most stigmatizing adult for adults, and MSN was the most stigmatizing for youth. So in terms of our hypotheses, we found that for body weight, this hypothesis was generally confirmed. Overweight individuals, adults and youth, were more likely to be shown negatively and less likely to be shown in positive ways. For age, we found the reverse finding, that youth were more often portrayed in negative ways compared to adults. And for gender, this is inconclusive, because although we did find that males were portrayed more positively than females in certain domains, this did not hold across categories, and future research should examine this question. And for race, this was generally confirmed. We did find that African Americans were more likely to be portrayed as overweight, and Asian Americans were more likely to be portrayed as non-overweight. But given our small sample size, it's unclear where Latino or Hispanic individuals may fall on this spectrum. And our findings should be interpreted with some limitations. As I said, the size of our sample to examine these gender effects was small, so future research should examine if the media portrays overweight individuals differently based on their gender. It's unclear whether this would generalize to other media sources, such as local television news, and if these findings would extend to topics that are unrelated to body weight or perhaps other public health issues. So in summary, we found that stigmatizing images are highly prevalent of overweight and obese individuals. Negative and unflattering portrayals are more common of children and adults. And in addition, it's also concerning that positive and neutral images of overweight and obese individuals are severely lacking. And again, we did find ethnic differences, that African Americans were more likely to be portrayed as overweight or obese, and Asian Americans were less likely to be portrayed in this way. And this leads us to just some discussion questions. Specifically for weight stigma, I would like to re-emphasize that stigmatizing individuals because of their weight is an ineffective method to motivate health behaviors. As I previously said, weight stigma can lead to severe health outcomes, consequences for health, including increased binge eating, unhealthy weight control behaviors, increased caloric consumption, avoidance of exercise, and avoidance of dieting. So this may actually lead to the reverse, to weight gain. And also for overweight and obese individuals, the high prevalence of these stigmatizing portrayals in the news media may lead to the potential internalization of stigma in overweight or obese persons, which we know from research can increase vulnerability to anxiety and to depression and lower self-esteem. And again, the high prevalence and increasing consumption of media information, all of this stigmatizing portrayals and information related to obesity has the potential to shape public attitudes towards obesity and policy, perhaps by increasing blame and controllability associated with overweight individuals or being overweight, which may influence people's opinions more towards more personal factors related to weight control. And for the media, I would like to challenge them to continue to call attention to health issues such as obesity, but doing this without stigma. And perhaps they can do this by acknowledging the diversity of individuals within the overweight and obese category, or acknowledging the diversity of etiologies of people who become overweight or obese. It's a complex issue, but this complexity is missing in the news media reporting of overweight and obesity. Weight should also be a characteristic that's protected from stereotyping. Currently, media professionals and journalists abide by several codes of ethics that include protected categories such as gender, disability, sexual orientation. Weight is absent from all these lists, and there's no reason it shouldn't be added. And finally, given the increasing consumption and prevalence of news media, especially related to obesity, I challenge the media to harness their power to challenge stereotypes, specifically by using less pictures like these and more pictures like these. For instance, with this story, they could use an image that doesn't contain people at all, perhaps a drawing, or an image that portrays overweight or obese individuals in a positive manner. And where can you find images such as these? Well, the Rudd Center recently compiled and published a free resource of non-stigmatizing images of obese adults and youth, and this is offered as a free resource to news media, research professionals, education, or healthcare, and you can find these on our Yale Rudd Center website and just click on the image gallery to the left. And also, CBS News, as you see here, did a recent story that exposed weight bias in the media, and they used some of our images from our gallery. So we would like to offer these as a free resource to others who are interested. Thank you again to my colleagues at the Rudd Center. We also have a resource for that was compiled between the Rudd Center and the OBC Action Coalition that has some guidelines for portrayal of overweight or obese individuals in the media that can be used as a great resource and guideline for those who are interested in this topic. And also, this paper is currently in press in Journal of Health Communication. Thank you.